Welcome to Under the Training Book, America's number one podcast. I mean, we're not that far from stuff like, we're number two right there with stuff like Harmontown. I mean, we get better numbers than Geek Syndicate, Stacy's Pop Culture Parlor, you know, all the greats. Ricky Gervais, you know, he don't got shit on us. We made him retire from podcasting. Our numbers are so good. These are all confirmed alternate facts, by the way. So don't fucking get up my shit about them. They're there. They're alternate facts. They're confirmed by experts. We have our experts. So this is the King's Speech of podcasts. Plenty of fucks in here and no fucks given and fuck yous. And these are going to be recorded daily. It's this fucker here who's so full of shit that his mouth mumbles and you can't hear anything. It's all corn and shit in there. That's why you can't understand me when I'm talking right now. But I'm going to record these daily until every motherfucker can hear me clearly. I'm going to record these daily and I'm going to talk about some shit and talk some shit. And I really don't care. So, you know, fuck you. So I got to say plenty of fucks. That's like a doctor's orders, you know, plenty of fucks. Just like the King's Speech. Got to say all the fucks in. Doctor ordered fucks. You know, do you have a prescription for fucks? No, but I have a prescription for fucks and that's confirmed, baby. So today's, I'm going to talk for maybe 30 minutes or until Mar gets here. And she'll probably be bringing me, you know, flowers to shower me with. Because that's a fact that she does it every fucking day. She showers me with flowers. And, you know, when I come home, there's people line up just to, you know, give the little wave like they do to the Queen in fucking England and shit. But they like me better. I can't even go to the UK right now because people love me so much there. But I think the thing I want to talk about in the first one of these is healthcare. Because, you know, that orange fucker, you know, fuck Trump. I'd probably title this first podcast, Fuck Trump. But I don't know if Podbean would like that too much. But, yeah, fuck Trump. It'll be in a transcript for this. You know, this transcript that it's like a New York Times bestseller list. Just volume one and this will be volume two because, you know, fuck. Everybody wants to buy it. But somebody the other day was talking to me and they were like, I don't see why you're so up in arms about Obamacare going away. You never had it. Yeah, I didn't have it because the governor of fucking Florida didn't want to expand Medicare. So I didn't have it. That's why my teeth got so bad that my gums were bleeding like crazy and I couldn't get any help. And I was at the point where I was fucking pulling my own teeth. That's a real fact, not an alternate fact. They were getting so bad that I was fucking pulling my own teeth because I couldn't get goddamn health care to help me. But here's another fucking thing. I was lucky. I got a job that has pretty good health care. And that job has virtually saved my fucking life because I was in so much fucking pain all the time. I mean, somebody should count the fucks on this. I'll pay you. Count the fucks. That's a fact. I'd fucking pay you to count the fucks on this. But here's the fact. If I hadn't got this job and had health insurance where I could have my teeth pulled and had the surgeries I needed, I'd probably be fucking dead right now. One thing, I would probably blew my brains out because I was just such pain all the time. It was driving me fucking crazy. But I didn't just have my teeth pulled. My teeth and everything were so bad, I had teeth floating. Pieces of teeth floating in my jaws and in my mouth. And believe me, I read everything about bone spurs and everything going to your fucking brain. I've seen all the House episodes of something going from your toe to your fucking brain or whatever. So this stuff terrified me always. So I just didn't have to have teeth pulled. I had to have actual surgery done on my whole upper jaw. They pulled teeth. Then on my old bottom jaw, pulled teeth. And the whole time they were basically grabbing shrapnel out of my jaws too with all these fragments and shit like that. It's like somebody fucking shot me in the fucking face. But that saved my fucking life. And I know people that Obamacare has saved their life. And then you have Republicans that are basically flat out this president and this party, which is giving themselves over to Nazis. Clear and simple, Nazis. That's what the Republican Party represents now. You fucking paint the swastika right on their symbol now. That's what they represent now. These people don't give a shit about people dying. Clear and simple. This is not a political ideology difference. They fucking don't care if we die or not. They don't care. So, I found something that's good for me. Other people weren't so lucky. You know, I didn't have anywhere to go to get my teeth pulled. It wouldn't have got to the bad fact it is now. My gums still are really bad. And now I'm I finally, after having upper teeth pulled and surgeries done, I waited 3 months, had bottom teeth pulled, surgeries done last year. And then I had to wait, after doing fittings and stuff, like 4 or 5 months to finally get my false teeth, because I can't fucking afford implants, even with pretty good insurance and making okay at a job. I can't afford to fucking get implants, so I got my false teeth. My false teeth are good, but I have very sensitive gums to begin with, so I'm in like really a lot of pain. I haven't been able to eat mashed potatoes with these fucking things yet. And the eating thing is not really that big of an issue. I need to wear them because they give me a lot more confidence, not, you know, thinking everybody's staring at me for any fucking reason. And plus, like I've said before, there's gonna be one fucking day where somebody pisses me off and me be like, I'm taking my fucking teeth off and I'm kicking your ass. So that's fucking gonna happen. But I'm doing this podcast this way for a while under the training book, so it's not gonna have its normal formatting. Every night I'm gonna get on here and I'm gonna rant. It might be 10 minutes, it might be 5 minutes, it might be 30 minutes, it might be an hour. Depends on what I'm going to fucking talk about. I wanted to talk about the whole attack on Obamacare, which you did on day one. You want to attack the American people this way? It's fine. You're showing them what you're worth. Every fucking Republican that's supporting him is a supporter. You're supporting a Nazi. You're supporting the person who is wanting people not to die. You're doing better stick a gun to people's head. You want them to suffer. You want people to suffer because you're too fucking big piece of shit. There is no nation, no structure, no religion, no system of government, no system of fucking anything that is worth propping up when you have to prop it up on the dead bodies of people you don't give a fuck about. Nothing is worth that. Nothing is worth protecting that has to survive on that. So you can tell me we need to do harsh things to make America continue to grow and strive. If those are the things you have to do, if you have to basically let people die, then it's not worth it. People that say, we can't let refugees in here. We can't do that. We can't afford it. We can't do that. It's sad, but they're going to have to die. What's the point of us being some kind of system, a government, if we can't help people? Don't tell me you're a fucking religious person. Don't tell me you're a fucking Christian. Unless this is what you're saying your religion is about. If we won't help people. I don't think Jesus would have said help people when it's easy. I read that book. Don't try to quote that book on me. I grew up reading that book, okay? And I know he wouldn't have said that. So, I'm sitting here with all this spit in my mouth. Because saliva in my mouth thinks like, you know, fucking what's this shit in your mouth? You know what good thing about these teeth? They brought me a lot of anger. And when I'm angry, I create as an artist. And I'm a great artist. I'm great. My download numbers don't lie. The numbers don't lie. And don't believe those numbers you see on the internet. My people got the real numbers. My people know what the alternate facts are. We see those facts. You don't need to see them. You don't need to see them. But my alternate facts show that what we have here is a situation of me telling you what the truth is. And you need to listen. And listen daily. Bye. So, yep. That's the way under the training book's gonna be for a while. Until I get to where I can talk plainly with my new teeth. I don't know if I'm ever gonna be able to eat well with them. But I'm going to do everything I can with speech therapy and stuff to get back to where I can talk plainly with them, because I need that for work and other things. But, so yeah, these episodes are probably going to be short from now on, or how long I can rant and stuff. Because by the end of the day when I'm going to be doing these, my jaw hurts like it does right now really freaking bad. I don't know if they're going to be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever. It just depends how much pain I'm in and how angry I am about something that's pissed me off during the day that I wanted to talk about. But until then, the daily podcast, brain leakage and such, my solo podcasts are not going to be happening until I can get back to my speech pattern. Monthly podcasts such as Saturday Night Movie Night and Talking with Mara. Those will continue. Tim Pod will continue on the regular schedule of monthly or special episodes. And we'll have some special stuff I got planned to go in between now until then. But as far as like my solo stuff, I'm going to be doing these daily under the training books until then. So I hope everybody has a good day. Use whatever platform you have to scream. Make people hear you.
I want a renaissance to shine a light. Be the change we want. Set things right. We've been waiting in the dark for so long. I want awakening in my heart. Hear the angels sing and shine a spark. We've been sleeping in the dark for so long. But I believe in truth. Yes, I'm not so unlike you. Cause there's a sun.
Times can be truly really cool one episode, keep fucking it up.